All right, I know what you're thinking. You're like, this guy cannot get enough of permanent life insurance. But the thing is, I had a chance to talk to my guest, Jeff Bernstein, after the final episode, and Jeff felt like a few details were missing about helping people navigate permanent life insurance without fully exiting the policy. So I'm so grateful to Jeff for being so thorough and providing this information, because I take a lot of pride with Beyond MD providing the right information and up-to-date information to my listeners, especially for the more complicated topics. So just some basics before we get into these options. Remember, when you cancel a permanent life insurance policy, you will lose the death benefit. You will get the cash surrender value back, but depending on the time of exit, a good chunk of the cash surrender value, and sometimes even all of it, can be treated as taxable income. So obviously far from ideal. In part four of our discussion, Jeff mentioned that one option is to donate a permanent life insurance policy to charity. Not everyone will be able to do this. So let's talk about a few options for navigating permanent life policies without fully exiting the policy. Again, thank you, Jeff, for providing this information. The first two options are often built into contracts, but great to have this knowledge in case you need to ask. Option number one is called the APL, Automatic Premium Loan. So once you have a significant enough sum of cash value inside a policy, the insurance company will draw from this pool to pay any outstanding premiums at the end of a grace period. So for this to work, the cash value minus the outstanding policy debt must exceed the outstanding premiums that are due. So when you get to a point where the total cash value minus the outstanding policy debt is less than the outstanding premium due, then this option is no longer available. Now, the money that moves from the cash surrender value to the premiums is treated like a loan, which will accrue interest, and this amount may be repaid in part or in whole at any time when the policy is still in effect. Option number two is called RPU, Reduced Paid-Up Option. So in this case, a policy owner may decide they don't want to pay the premiums anymore, and instead they want to freeze the policy. By doing this, the insurance company will reduce the amount insured to a basic coverage that is specified within the contract. So once this option is exercised, premiums cannot be paid as the reduction is irreversible, and any total paid-up additions or additional values will be reduced in proportion. Policies that pursue this path will continue to be eligible to receive policy dividends. The last option, option number three, may not be built within policy contracts, but from talking to Jeff, I understand that this is becoming more prevalent in the industry as a practice, but you may need to ask about it. It is called the premium offset option. So the premium offset option will use one's paid up insurance and the cash value associated with additional deposits to pay any ongoing policy premiums. So premium offset, remember, this is only going to be available once the current and future projected cash values are sufficient to pay all subsequent policy premiums. Now this option is not going to be guaranteed. Why? It's because policy values can be affected by cash withdrawals and also by changes to the dividend scale. So depending on the nature of the changes, premium offset may no longer support ongoing premium payments. And in that case, out-of-pocket deposits may have to happen. So remember, this option may not be within your policy contract. You may need to ask about it, but it's becoming a more common practice. So guys, there you have it. A little bit of information on navigating permanent life insurance without fully exiting the policy. Thank you, Jeff Bernstein, for providing this information. I take a lot of pride in making sure that the information on this podcast is accurate and up to date. I hope it's useful. We will see you very soon for the next installment. Until next time, stay well, stay savvy.